둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
We are in Sydney, Australia right now, and it is 9 a.m. It just turned 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Hello from the future. It's pretty good here.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and of course the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to also leave the series a rating, leave a review, however that works. It's always so appreciated. We've had some great guests on lately, including Adrian Linker from Big Thief, Anna Camp, you know her from Pitch Perfect and From Black. Chris Robinson, lead singer of the Black Crows, was here. Johan Rank, the director behind Spaceman with Adam Sandler. Luke Hemmings from 5 Seconds of Summer. Nick Robinson, starring opposite Millie Bobby Brown in Netflix's Damsel. We also had Tom Payne, who stars in not only Blumhouse Features Imaginary, but also the upcoming Kevin Costner movie Horizon. Joe Keery from Stranger Things was here. Neil Finn, lead singer of Crowded House. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with the Veronicas. Lisa and Jessica Origliasso are back with a new album called Gothic Summer. We're going to be talking about reuniting with producer John Feldman, who they worked with before in their early, second album, I think they say. We'll hear about the beginning and ending of chapters, exploring their rock upbringing, a la bands like the B-52s, the Cramps, and 60s garage rock. They're also going to dig into their thoughts behind, pop music's shimmering surface, sort of the darker side of that, the duality of abstract arts and pop, and how the later half of this year they're planning to start setting up at least the 20th anniversary of their band. All that and more as we discuss Gothic Summer. It's Kyle Meredith with the Veronicas.
Hey, lovely.
Hello.
It's great to see you both. There's a brand new record, Gothic Summer. It is so much fun to listen to. And it doesn't feel like it's been all that long since you gave us two albums, really spoiling us, but here we are again. It's time for new music. Let me just say how much I enjoy this record. Congrats on it.
Thank you so much. That means so much. We've been so excited. We've been working on it for the past year with our good friend and amazing producer, John Feldman. So we're just pumped to finally get it out in the world. March 22nd, it's going to be a trip to finally have it out.
So Feldman, you know, I think I've done a lot of interviews about a lot of albums that he's made over the years.
He's pretty prolific. Yeah.
How did you all get hooked up with him? And you know, he it's not that he has a specific sound, but he definitely has a feel that he offers in his direction. Like, what was that that appealed to you all?
We've known John for 15 years. He actually worked with us on our second record back in like 2007. So we've been friends for a long time, obviously just a constant inspiration to us. He's such an artist's artist, John. And as an artist himself, obviously, he sort of has that background that's a little different to just, you know, just people who are just producers or songwriters. So we're so lucky to have worked with him and to have known him for this long. And I reckon John's like vibe is like coffee personified into sound. So if you could put coffee into sound and then just, you know, you get any artist in the room of any genre, that's what he injects into the room.
He's a shot of adrenaline, but also just absolute passion and inspiration. So yeah, you get in a room with John like we did. We actually just rocked up to his house for a catch up and a coffee and maybe like a meditation. He's always just, he's such that's a like cute. A beautiful, healthy, and inspiring person. So he always has a great just crew of artists around and friends and collaborators. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we were just rocking up to say hi and we walked out with Gothic Summer. So that's what happens when you go to visit John Feldman.
And you end up on his label, right? I mean, it's all part of the family now, like the whole thing.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we did a really cool artist-friendly deal with Big Noise, who he A&Rs for. So they have some of our most favorite bands that we grew up listening to, like The Used and all those guys. So yeah, we were pumped to be part of the family for this record.
So backing up a little bit, you know, I brought up the two records that came out a few years ago, Godzilla and Human. Did tackling two records like that, and I know they were sort of, you know, some of those tracks kind of led up to it over the years, but did having two records and for whatever those said, maybe ended a chapter, maybe began one, how did they set up this record if there is any kind of thread between the three?
They feel like very different headspaces. I think that like the headspace for those last two records was, you know, we were wrapping up a contract and we had to sort of piece together a lot of music from, you know, quite a vast period of time. And Gothic Summer was created in a really small period of time, which was probably more similar to how we created The Secret Life Of and the Hook Me Up records. It's funny because we've sort of said like Gothic Summer in a way, the headspace was really just getting in and like collaborating and having fun. There was no sort of laborious process or having to try to make, you know,
sense of things
where squares fit into round holes or anything like that, which was the process on the previous two records. So it was just a really fun, quick kind of like, you know, creative process. And in a way it felt a little bit like closure. Like we were saying, this record actually feels a bit more like closure than anything else. We don't know what that means. We don't know what that represents. It just sort of feels like the finalization of something.
I also think it's just where we were in very different periods of our life as well, you know, creating the last two records off Sony Records versus sort of having a bit of time to really, you know, process life a little bit. We've gone through a very big 6 years personally. So I think that journey too of coming back and falling back in love with the creative process, you know, the previous two records, we were definitely more focused on other things. And I think, while we created so many songs, we were very proud of this body of work, feels very cohesive and very much capturing a very special point of our lives that really is a celebration and coming back to why we love
having fun
music, you know, getting in the room with such incredible powerhouse creatives and artists in their own right. John, you know, we did Travis Barker came in and put drums down. He's down the road, you know, he just calls him in and he was loving the tune. So he chucked down some drums and we just got to, just got to have fun, which we were so ready for.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the Veronicas. And hearing y'all talk about like, I think the line I was trying to exploring your musical range more than ever before. Like that's a big statement because I feel like you all have always done that. I mean, you know, in all of your records, it's not like there's always just this one sound. It feels like you're exploring. If this is more than ever before, how?
That's really sweet. I think because we were so open to being inspired in the room, you know, we say there's a difference between sitting down and inspired writing and sitting down and having to write. Like, and a lot of artists, you know, if you speak to any artists that sort of write traditionally, like you know, your big pop writers, you like to sit down and write a lot of music, and then you pick, you know, your best 8 to 14 songs from there for your album. And sometimes you get in the room and you're like, oh, I don't know what to write about today. Whereas like, we definitely wanted to get back to the space where it was all inspired writing. And I think we were just really blessed to be in the room with people that were in the same position. Nobody was there sort of laboring away at like some idea that, you know, trying to over concepted or anything. It was definitely all heartfelt. And in that way, we just were free to explore different elements of music that we love. So for instance, our song Jungle is more of like a throwback to something like B-52s or like the Cramps, and more of the music that we grew up listening to rather than what you would expect the Veronicas to make for a radio song, if that makes sense. Like, we just sort of really
less pressure,
did whatever we wanted.
Less pressure in that regard. I think it's like when you're, you know, when you've had such a long career, you can maybe get caught up, or people around you can get caught up in wanting to create that next radio hit, you know. And for us, it was actually really beautiful to be in a room with someone like John and also the label Big Noise, who are really just for the artist and their authenticity. And so we weren't thinking at all about anything being on radio or the commerciality of that. It was really just, you know, let's do something crazy today. And John, you know, breaks out the guitar and it has this like punk ska song, and we're like, great, let's go. And there's no conversation there of like, do you think this is going to make it onto commercial radio, you guys? It's like, no, let's just see what this is. And in that sense, it was so freeing and so much fun. Like, and they're like, you know, your Aussie accent is so cool. Like, the Americans seem to love the Aussie accent. They're like, you got to get on there and do something that just highlights all of that and your the roots of who you are. And we're very rock and roll at heart.
That, like, too. Like, you don't have to invest so much in like one genre anymore. People really love, you know, and we're lucky with our fans. Our fans love so many different genres of music, from like heavy metal to country to orchestral music to hyper pop music to rave like techno, to like pop or rock or punk,
heavy metal.
We don't like our, like Veronica's fans aren't like, you know, diehard one genre. They're music lovers, and that's we're so lucky because they really embrace us just trying different things. And it's definitely you know, it's definitely the core of who we are to sort of want to push different experimental things.
Yeah, we love to challenge ourselves. We always have.
Well, especially when I did get the Jungle, and then I replayed it, and then I think I replayed it again right after that. That's my favorite song on it, because that you were talking about the B-52s, the Cramps. I mean, that stuff is, you know, you're speaking my language with any of that stuff.
Well, and your post is on the wall. I'm like, ah, yes,
the best.
You know, your audience right now. That's what I'm getting at. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the Veronicas. But it's interesting, like, also the things that you're talking about, like, not just the sounds, because you take a song like Perfect and, you know, Can't Take Champagne to the Grave. We all end up 6 feet under anyways. Sick of hitting my head on that glass ceiling. And there's this line, and maybe it's the press release, and it talk about the truth beneath pop music's shimmering surface. And I was like, that's really interesting the way you guys are going about it too. Like, what made you all want to sort of put the spotlights, the focus there?
Honestly, I think our age and just like perspective of where we're at in life. We love pop music. Like, we grew up the biggest Michael Jackson fans, and he did that a lot with his music, obviously from his own perspective. And Madonna did the same thing, and all of Prince, you know, did the same thing. I think it's just naturally as you grow older, and you first, it's like channeling your relationship experiences into songs and lyrics and how you're feeling. And then, you know, now as we've grown almost 20 years into this career, you know, and as women, we've just learned a lot of different lessons and had different experiences. And so it's always the most, you know, it's always the most wild experience when you get to an age where you're like, the only opinion that's going to matter at the end of the day when you're on your deathbed is really how you lived your life for you and whether you honored the things, your core values and yourself and the people that you loved. It's easy these days to get caught up in so many other opinions and what is perceived importance. And I think what we've been focusing on is just really simplifying what that is for us. And so within these pop songs, I think we really delved into that general, you know, commentary that's going on constantly in our heads, which is why we called the album Gothic Summer, because it is an upbeat record. It is, you know, we wanted to make and we were having fun writing it. We're a bit, you know, we've got a bit of a darker sense of humor. So a lot of it was sort of like darker humor. Like we, you know, you can't take champagne to the grave. We all end up 6 feet under anyway. Like it doesn't matter who you were before because nobody's keeping score. Like everyone's, you know, we're all actually too concerned with ourselves these days to really care about anyone else unless, you know, unless it's trial by public opinion, which we all love to do as well. It's just the human condition. It's fascinating. And I think we'll always, always want to write about it now because it's hard to avoid. It's everywhere.
Hey, y'all, yeah, you make the deathbed sound so much fun.
So you can't take champagne to the grave, so you got to drink it while you're here. That's
sure. Well, but that's also that's the flip side of that. Like, you still drink the champagne. You can still be fashionable. Like, you can say things like, why is everyone pretending that it matters what you're wearing? But that doesn't mean you don't have it. Like, you can't be like, that's, I think that's really important, you know, that duality, I guess, is there, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, my love. And also, like, we really grew up blessed with parents that definitely, like, exposed us to a lot of creativity young in different fields. And you know, for us, it's like, there's so many voices and so much reinforcement on a collective consciousness level with marketing everywhere that like we should all be the same, or this is what's mm-hmm. beautiful and this is what's perfect and this is what isn't. And you know, for us, it's like we grew up the, you know, loving weird cinema and left of center art.
The Divinyls and just bands as well that were just the, you know, front women who were so unique and so different, like PJ Harvey, you know, like people who are just quite, you know, I guess not just necessarily themselves. Yeah, just authentically being themselves. And I think we are living in a bit of this sort of strange universe with social media where we're all told to look a certain way to be attractive to each other. And it's just, we're more just saying like, you know, embrace your authenticity and your individuality.
Just little things that make you different.
So beautiful. Like to us, that's what's so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't care about glitter dreams. I'm okay with crooked teeth. You know, that came from Jesse being like specifically attracted, I remember at one point, to like people who always had the cute kind of fangs and weird teeth. And it's like, that's cool. You know, but like everyone's going and fixing their teeth, you know, because
Sometimes because they have to. It's healthier to,
but you want to. But also, if you don't feel like you need to.
It's always really just a metaphor it's a metaphor for like embracing the unique things about ourselves, and it doesn't matter what that is. It's not as visceral or physical as the line might sound. It's really a metaphor for any tiny little thing. Like, we should embrace our humanity, compassion, kindness, and self-expression in whatever form that is. Like there's nothing, you know, there's no reason for us to have to think that only one thing can be considered perfect or cool or beautiful. It's
perfect's an illusion.
Just an illusion. Beautiful.
I've never been more self-conscious about my crooked tooth as I just got a second.
Oh my God, give me a close up.
You're cute.
Yeah, see, I love that.
I mean, I love it. Badge of honor. No, but it is like, if you want, you know, that is the beautiful thing about like self-love or expression of self. We always say, do what you do what you want to do. If you want to bleach your hair, do it. If you don't, but you sort of feel like you have to, because everyone else is, we're there to say like, be you, be authentically, you know, unapologetically you.
And it takes a lot of us a little while to get there. As you were saying, age does so much. And in that experience,
going through it every day, you know, right. I think we ever reach that point where we, you know, just, Yeah, I think that's, this song just serves as a reminder of that.
And I do. The songs do that so well. And you know, and I could mention all of them, a Detox, and I think the vocal workout that you guys are pulling off on that song right there. And and I was noticing, like, this this is all ramping up eventually to the 20th anniversary. That's next year, right? 20th anniversary? Like,
yeah, it is next year. Yeah,
20 years of the Veronicas.
Are you guys, are you starting to think about that already? I mean, like, big plans?
Yeah, we definitely have some big plans. You know, second half of this year is, we're heading on tour in the US in a month. We're super excited. And then to Europe. And then after that, the second half of this year is dedicated to the setting up all the exciting projects that we have planned for the 20-year anniversary. And we're very excited to you know, be able to celebrate the music.
Well, as it should be celebrated. And this album, especially Gothic Summer, is so much fun. I'm so happy that you all pulled this out and made these songs. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time to talk about them. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for an awesome chat.
My thanks to Lisa and Jessica. The Veronicas' Gothic Summer is out now. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. And again, please do leave a review and give the series a rating if you get that opportunity as well. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured the classics of Joni Mitchell, The Sundays, Say She, The Suicide Machine, Soul Coughing, R.E.M., The 1975, Doves, Pete Yorn, Scout, Counting Crows, Diana King, and I also talked with Sarah Tones and Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees dropped by as well. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Have a good night. Bye, love.
Bye, babe. Bye.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.